There's something about food grown in your own garden or down the road that makes it just plain taste better. This week, I'm talking to Michael Schumacher and Marina Lovell from Pharmacopoeia, a local CSA near Cass Lake that makes it possible for a lot of people to eat locally.
I grew up in Minnesota. I was born in Princeton, and I attended BSU. Yep, got a BA in philosophy, and just started getting into, decided I wanted to be a farmer. I actually worked at the co-op during college, and we visited Molnar. I think it's Richard Molnar. He was kind of the pioneer of, as far as growing vegetables in this area.
CSA stands for Community Supported Agriculture. In a CSA, people buy shares in a farmer's crop ahead of the season and share both the bounty and the risk. Mike's wife, Marina, is originally from England and came to northern Minnesota, well, because that's where Michael wanted to be. She works on the CSA, but also has a part-time job.
Yeah, I did grow up in England. Yeah.
And now you're in Minnesota.
Yeah, because this is where Michael lives.
Marina works at the Cass County Economic Development Corporation. So she has an outside job, but otherwise I'm pretty much here all the time doing this. So, yeah.
My job is part-time, and it's like 3 days in the summer, so I can do the CSA.
Mike and Marina bought the land in 1998 and started their CSA in 2004. Michael had caught the farming bug much earlier.
And so as part of the co-op, we went and visited Richard at his farm. And I was just amazed what he could grow for vegetables. And that kind of got me going on wanting to do a similar thing. I've always, you know, liked being outside and liked farms and that kind of thing when I was growing up. And seeing him actually, you know, making a go of it, I thought that was pretty inspiring. And so
I first met Michael and Marina when Jamie and I were just starting our straw bale house. We drove out one day to tour their house because they had also built with bales. They are off the grid and use wood heat and solar energy only. The house is about 36 by 36 feet.
Our solar system is just a couple panels right now. We don't have a backup generator hooked to the batteries. We have a small system, really small system. So until that gets upgraded, we have a couple storage tanks up in the second floor. Fill those up, hook up the pipe to the well out there through the window.
It is a big but cozy house with a loft and room for a grand piano.
When we were designing this house, I drew in a picture of a grand piano. And there it is. Of course, there's a story behind it. But
now, Marina's been playing since she was a little girl.
Yeah.
And she went to college to be for performance, wasn't it?
Yep.
Piano performance. She's taught piano, so it's a big part of her life. It's not like, you know, like she doesn't use it. She plays it all the time.
Excellent. You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, I'm talking to Mike Schumacher and Marina Lovell from Pharmacopoeia near Cass Lake. We sip coffee and play with their dogs, Taz and Wookie. They are Boradors, the official name of a Labrador and Border Collie breed.
Oh, yeah.
Doggies always like me. Sometimes a little bit too much.
As far as the certified acreage, it's about 8 acres, and it's probably 3 acres of vegetables and another 3 acres of fruit trees, which are at varying maturities. So,
community-supported agriculture is a way for people like Mike and Marina to partner with many families to grow healthy food. Prior to the new season, they pre-sell their crops.
Well, basically, we have people that invest in the farm every year. They pay an upfront fee. And then we deliver on a weekly basis, usually from end of May, early June, all the way through October, generally.
Mm-hmm. We commit to 16 weeks. Mm-hmm. Anything beyond that is bonus. One of the things that I particularly like about it is that the food that we grow, we grow for people that we know, and there isn't any waste. You know, it's all for people. We know the right amount to sell, to grow in order to sell to those people. Michael does all of the growing, and I do all of the packing. And this last year, we both did the deliveries, which was fun. So people got to meet their farmer.
Farmacopia is a certified organic farm. Getting certified is a rigorous and ongoing process that goes beyond just what is put on the soil.
We've always grown organically, but we've actually been certified since 2010, I think.
Yeah, that's a process, isn't it?
It is. When you initially do your certification, you have to do a three-year history. And then you have to, you know, keep up on all your inputs, what you grow, how much you grow of it. So we have to weigh everything, too. I mean, we kind of, it's a good thing to do anyway, just so you know how your production is.
The system actually that they have currently is geared more towards farms with only a couple of crops. So the paperwork for us is much more labor intensive than, you know, a corn producer.
I do all the seed ordering, the plotting of how many seeds I need to grow of each variety, how many flats. So yeah, I don't get away from paperwork. I still have it.
The CSA provides fresh organic produce to about 30 families. They know where their food is grown, how it is grown, and who grew it. Although it is the edge of winter, there's a lot of squash and produce piled up around their house.
And then next year we're going to have a root cellar built, so we're hoping to have winter shares for next year.
Really?
So instead of being in the house, we'll actually have a root cellar where we can store more root crops. Squash and potatoes and apples, and then we'll be able to offer those for winter shares. So that'll be nice.
Eat local is not just a catchphrase for Michael Schumacher and Marina Lovell. It is both a passion and a vocation.
I'll probably be doing agriculture of some sort until I drop dead. So I imagine I'll, yeah, still be doing it. I'm so lucky to be able to do what I do.
With the Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.